What's going on, Kansas State Nation? Another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer here on August 2nd, 2026. Very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast, all things K-State sports. Whether that is men's, women's basketball later on this fall, coming up very soon, preseason. We'll get into that this week. Volleyball, women's soccer, of course, football. The big dog right around the corner. Cross country will be in action as well. And so much more. Again, thank you so much for taking time out of your weekend to do so. This will come out here in a little bit. Yes, it's kind of a live edition of this podcast here as I'm recording just after work here. So figured, you know, let's get this knocked out and get it going before. I've done it too much where I got off work and been slacking off. Now it's like, all right, time, and maybe not, could be occupied, but I'm getting this thing done here today on this podcast, and we're going to go right back to Avery Johnson for a few minutes on this podcast, and the fact that, all right, Avery Johnson's bet. Hey, we talked about this at bits and pieces over the summer that, hey, if you got a returning quarterback, you're already ahead of the ball game. And K-State has that. Now, the question is, can, you know, all, and this is going to ramp up even more. And honestly, it could have started at media days. Avery Johnson talked, Colin Klein talked, Joe Jackson talked. Rex Van Wee talked. Who else was there? Wesley Fair talked as well. We'll continue to dive in. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. Yes, I need to continue to do the previews of these rosters, and we're gonna pick up this week at some point. And I need to record ahead because who knows what's gonna happen this upcoming weekend with yours truly. Which again, I'm gonna record an episode. Oh man, with plans changing, other people's plans changing, me having to change the plans. Oh boy, that might be a Tuesday night thing. So I'm trying to record it, so I'm not worried about it when it comes Friday. I don't want to be recording on Friday and all that other stuff. So you are gonna get an episode Friday. Obviously, for the exception of the Pro Watcher podcast, there will be an episode on Friday, but after that, I'm gonna record ahead for Saturday and Sunday. I have those covered just in case. But yeah, again, starting right now this month, August, we're around the corner with sports, volleyball. Just mentioned that. Let's see what was it? August 28th, their season opener against Texas A&M. Yes, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, and we'll get into soccer at the end of this episode. But yeah, Avery Johnson, right? Can you step up to the plate and deliver? And I like how we're not even playing a snap, and we're talking about Avery Johnson. A couple people are already talking about Avery Johnson coming back for an extra year. I'm not even looking at that. Again, we need. At this point, Avery Johnson's back for his third season as starter. He's been here ever since, you know, we've been around here since the big time recruitment. Myself and Alex Aiden, he will be on this month. When? I don't know. So there's that, but I'm gonna get him on before the season starts. At least that. So there's that. But we, myself and Alex, we were around this podcast. This podcast was around when Avery Johnson news broke out, the recruitment and all other stuff. We have to have him. Well, he's been here for a while now. It's crazy to think just then now turn to August of 2026 that, all right, he's here. What has K-State done in the time frame? We ain't done much. But go to some lousy ass bowls. I'm saying what it is, and maybe I'm one of Avery's less biggest critics. Yeah. Hey, I call it what it is. We're not gonna sit here and say throw a pity party. I'm not doing that. At this point, you know, Avery has all the tools. You have Joe Jackson. You have receivers. Again, receivers have been something else. Which we're going to get into that. Oh, yeah, this month. So the offensive line has questions and all that. But K-State's already had, you're already ahead of the marker. You have a veteran quarterback who's played since he stepped on foot in Manhattan, Kansas, on that football field, Bill Snyder Family Stadium. And it's stunning that, you know, we've Case. Now, again, the preseason rankings haven't come out yet. I'm assuming they're going to come out soon. We'll talk about it when it does happen. But 2 years in a row now. I don't know if I see it in a third. And that's okay. That's all right. Because K-State, in this podcast opinion, has failed expectations. And this year, everybody's kind of sleeping. It's the exact opposite. Everybody's kind of sleeping on K-State, which, hey, I'm okay for that. I'm okay. We know what we got here. Well, at least maybe 60%. We don't know the offensive line. We know we don't know the O-line or D-line and all that, but we do know most of the skill position play. We do have special teams returning, both the punter and kicker. We haven't even discussed that much. We have a huge turnover. We have a total different coaching staff who has lit it up in the offseason with recruiting. Now we get down to business. Can you win at this point? Can you win football games? It has to register in Avery's mind, front of his mind. Hey, at this point, I don't know if anybody no damn Heisman. I don't care about no damn Heisman or anything like that. I want to see K-State football win football games. This is the Pro Watcher Podcast, all the K-State Sports, Eddie Gritter III, here on this Sunday, late afternoon, early evening on this podcast here. I'm fortunate to get on here because it was not going to happen. It would happen like, oh, damn, I better get it in. I'm with being occupied, and I'm going to be occupied next weekend, and how occupied I'm going to be goes. That's going to be yet to be determined, and that's the nervous part for me. But again, we're going to discuss that, I think, on Tuesday on the other podcast, the EG3 podcast, which, by the way, one of those episodes, I finally finished up the NFC side. One of those episodes is going to come out tonight. This is going to follow, well, this is going to come out first before that. So again, a lot to look forward to in the EG3 side, and a lot to look forward to for the K-State side of things as well, as Avery Johnson, Colin Klein, your new head coach. Oh, by the way, the era of Colin Klein begins September 5th, almost a month away from K-State football. Nichols comes to Bill Snyder Family Stadium, take on Avery Johnson, Joe Jackson, Dijon Rich, and the K-State football team. Yeah, man, so at this point, you see, K-State, you're ahead of the ballgame, and you have a rising star head coach in Colin Klein, who I have said multiple times now, I saw him as a student, when I was a student at K-State, which is a handful of years ago, which is a lifetime ago, seems like now, that if you're fresh face, fresh ears to this podcast, again, K-State alum, Eddie Greer, third, K-State alum, K-State grad, 2013, I started this podcast in the COVID season. That's when K-State football was at its lowest. Woo! Under Chris Klieman. Again, Chris Klieman now doing some understudy stuff for Chris Klein. Not Chris for Colin Klein. See that right there. That's gonna get me in trouble. Chris Klieman now doing some strategy work under Colin Klein as well. But that was a whole shakedown. So yeah, man, this is gonna be it's gonna be really fascinating to see what happens. Obviously, the hype last year, Ireland this year, to the unknowns. I've seen Colin Klein rise up literally from the backup quarterback as a student at K-State, when I was a student at K-State, to where he is right now. Obviously, he started his coaching at K-State, and then he went away. He and the fam went away for a little bit to Texas A&M, and then comes back home to his alma mater where his first head coaching adventure is going to begin here in pretty much a month. A month from now, we're going to be talking K-State football. Yes, they're going to be a reaction after every K-State football game. Yes, again, just like last year, folks, just like last year. It seems like time has flown by. Again, we're going to be right back at it with reaction after every, whether we win or lose. That's where it's going to go down. So, yeah, man, it's going to be fast. This combination, K-State, yes, Colin Klein, this is his first, as a head coach, his first rodeo, but he's handled it very well. The combination of Klein and Johnson, I got to say it's up there. I can't find too many good quarterback. Now again, I'm gonna start deep diving on these other teams here as we get this much closer to college football in 2026. Right now, as I'm sitting here talking to y'all guys, I can't find another better duo in the Big 12. I'm dead ass serious. Con Klein, hot name in the market. Lance back at K-State. Avery Johnson has not, in my opinion, fulfilled his true potential yet. He's got the pieces. Now, again, the offensive line is a question. But you do have one of those pieces back in John Pastore. Everybody else, I don't know. I just don't know. And we're going to get, these questions will get answered here the first three games. Maybe you can throw in Cincinnati, the Big 12 opener there as well. So, yeah, man, it's very exciting stuff here. As I said, winnable schedule. Everybody's saying that, including this podcast as well, winnable schedule. The high for this team probably goes to 10 wins. The floor, 8. At worst, 8. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, the potential is there. I mean, the last 2 years has been the expectations has been conference title and all that, and compete for a Big 12, compete for getting in the college football playoff, which, again, y'all don't know that. The conference winners automatically get a spot in the college football playoff. And so, I think you can't really change the expectations, even though, yeah, you're going to be lower in the preseason. But the expectations, I think, still the same. And when you got a schedule, you got to take advantage of no BYU, no the defending champion, Texas Tech on there. You played Tech last year. You played Utah last year. You really played those teams. You didn't play. You got smacked. Wait, was it this year or last year we played BYU? I can't remember. I think it was the year before that we got BYU. But I got to go back on that. Because we got owned against BYU. Was it last year, this year? Last year or the year before, I can't remember that as well. But you played Tech tough early, and you kind of fell off in the fourth quarter. Utah, you should have won that game on the road. Tech, you had them at home. I'm going right back to the grass, right where the green grass, baby. So, yeah, man, excited to see what happens with this team. Yeah, it all starts, obviously, with the head coach, Colin Klein. And number one, importantly, starts with your star quarterback at Avery Johnson. Can he elevate ceiling? The Jerome, former coach of the K-State basketball team, Jerome Tansworth, can he elevate his play? If he can do that, sky's the limit in the wide receiver room. They need to elevate them themselves too. Surprisingly enough, and as much as crap as we give the wide receivers, I'm still gonna give it to them. Because during the race of this podcast, they have not, it's not been good. So if the wide receivers can help out, now, yeah, we have Josh Manning, Isaiah Williams, Brandon White's name has been hollered at lately. So the pieces to me seem to be there. Yes, we have not played a game. I understand that. But the pieces are there for this team. Running backs, I haven't mentioned running backs yet, Joe Johnson, obviously. Fields, who was the other guy? Everybody's talking about the other guy from Oregon, who transferred to Oregon, who started in the college football playoff. Jay Harris. Yeah, Jay Harris. I think that's his name. We talked about Jay Harris when he came out, when he committed on his podcast, which is a handful of weeks ago. So yeah, man, cannot be excited across the board. And we're going to see some action here when women's volleyball and women's soccer take center stage in their preseason games here in just a little bit. I'm pretty sure we're not going to stop talking about Avery Johnson, that's for sure, on the Purple Project Podcast, all the case states, which we can get wherever podcast fan free mobile dealing with Discord, case content, iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what it is. Everyday coverage is back. Very fortunate to get this one in, because that, I totally blew it off. But with adjusting to other people's schedules, like, all right, yeah. So, yeah, man, again, this is your one of your stops for K-State action across the board. You want to be a part of the action this fall, which is very coming soon. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, hit the like button every time. Well, and more importantly, hit the alarm bell every time I update your content daily. You'll be notified about it by just hitting the alarm bell for the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer here in KC Mo. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode, football edition, football, K-State Nation, right around the corner of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State Athletics. So, Cats.